Wir haben hier, sorry, ich bin so in der Routine drin, wir haben keinen Text. Hier liest es. No. Okay, we will make it short. I will just chant it one time through and then directly go to the word for word transliteration and translation. Sanishchaye na yoktavyo yoga nirvina cetasa sankalpa prabhavan kamans yaktva sarvana sheshataha manasairendriya gramang viniyamya samantata saha
nishchayena
with firm determination
yoktavya
must be practiced yoga system
anirvinachetasa
without deviation
sankalpa
mental speculation
born of
karma
material desires
giving up
sarva
all
asheshataha
completely
manasa
by the mind
eva
certainly
indriya grama
the full set of senses
viniyamya
regulating
samantataha
from all sides translation. One should engage oneself in the practice of yoga with determination and faith and not be deviated from the path. One should abandon without exception all material desires born of mental speculation and thus control all the senses on all sides by the mind. Perfect. The yoga practitioner should be determined and should patiently prosecute the practice without deviation, but should be sure of success at the end and pursue this course with great perseverance, not becoming discouraged if there is any delay in the attainment of success. Success is sure for the rigid practitioner. Also Erfolg ist sicher für denjenigen, der strikt es praktiziert. Regarding Bhakti Yoga, Rupa Goswami says, Utsahan nischayat daryat tattat karma pravatanat sangatyagat sato vritte shadbir bhakti prasityati. One can execute the process of Bhakti Yoga successfully with full-hearted enthusiasm, perseverance and determination by following the prescribed duties in the association of devotees and by engaging completely in activities of goodness. As for determination, one should follow the example of the sparrow who lost her eggs in the waves of the ocean. A sparrow laid her eggs on the shore of the ocean, but the big ocean carried away the eggs on its waves. The sparrow became very upset and asked the ocean to return her eggs. The ocean did not even consider her appeal. So the sparrow decided to dry up the ocean. She began to pick out the water in her small beak, and everyone laughed at her for her impossible determination. The news of her activity spread, and at last Garuda, the gigantic bird carrier of Lord Vishnu, heard it. He became compassionate toward his small sister bird, and so he came to see the sparrow. Garuda was very pleased by the determination of the small sparrow, and he promised to help. Thus Garuda at once asked the ocean to return her eggs, lest he himself take up the work of the sparrow. The ocean was frightened at this and returned the eggs. Thus the sparrow became happy by the grace of Garuda. Similarly, the practice of yoga, especially bhakti yoga in Krishna consciousness, may appear to be a very difficult job, but if anyone follows the principles with great determination, the Lord will surely help, for God helps those who help themselves. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyade Shatarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Advaita Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
In this verse we hear that the practice of yoga should be done with determination and faith, and one should not, determination and faith. Determination means to not become discouraged even if there is some type of feeling of discouragement. The example is very, very, very good. The mighty ocean once carried away the eggs of the little sparrow, and the sparrow wanted to get the eggs back. So he was so determined that he went to the ocean with his little beak and tried to empty the little ocean to get the sparrows, get its eggs back. Now imagine to empty an ocean with a spoon. That's about the amount of water which fit into the beak of the little sparrow. Just imagine this. Let us imagine our Bhaktivinoda goes to the Atlantic Ocean, because while bathing she lost her earring in the ocean. Imagine. And she would now, okay, it's quite deep, but I was on a ship, the earring or something, the wristwatch maybe fell into the water. Now I want my wristwatch back. She would come with a spoon and think of emptying the ocean. I mean, what would you think? Very determined little girl. Very entschlossen. So this is how we approach spiritual life or Krishna consciousness. We also have the impossible dream. Isn't it? You want, when you wake up after death, you want to wake up in the spiritual kingdom of God. Have you ever imagined what this means? Close the eyes and you open them, and all of a sudden there's Krishna's flute. You know, everything is out of, not of this type of metta, but of Chintamani stones, which have a wonderful effulgence. The breezes are full with a smell of champak flowers, the jasmine flowers. And everyone is just so magically attracted to Sri Krishna, serving him with love and devotion. That's where we want to go. It's a place which is so far away that there are no airplanes which go there, no trains which bring you there, no visa which help you to get there, no money which can pay any ticket. You want to go there. Isn't that impossible? Aren't you extremely deterministic? This is more unlikely than the picture of the sparrow, or we have made it a little bit more relevant to Heidelberg by giving a name of our Heidelberg devotees. So, like if a person would take a teaspoon and empty an ocean, I mean, it is not possible to reach success in this way. It is actually impossible to go back home, back to Godhead. But it becomes possible. It becomes possible with help. Just like in this example. The little sparrow tried what was in its own possibility, you say, it was in the Möglichkeiten lag. And then help came. Garuda came and he said, "My dear ocean, get back the egg, otherwise there will be trouble." He's a carrier of Lord Vishnu, he can say. And the ocean brought back the egg. So in the same way, Krishna wants to see this determination. We always want the easy path. Often I hear devotees who say, just brizzle please. Fast, easy, we lost, mercy, but we first need to be, Krishna first needs to see that we are determined. It is really like this. Then he will personally help, because then only he will know that the person who comes in the spiritual world won't be a disturbance there. He really wants Krishna, and nothing else. So this is our situation. Now, to show determination is the English word, in Krishna consciousness, is it so hard? Is it that it is like the sparrow, you know, who did this impossible thing? Is it like we say to our devotees, show your determination, take a spoon and empty the ocean? Is it that we actually say this? Is it our our instruction such to do such a heavy thing? Imagine Dayasindhu, someone would tell you, here's a spoon, empty out the ocean, this is your test, or this is your service in Krishna consciousness. And after 20 years you would say, I have the feeling it's not really going back with the ocean, it remains the same. Is it this is what we are saying? And is this brutal demand of surrender which is there? No! We just have, how do you say, there's only a few things which are necessary. chant the holy name of the Lord, take prasadam, then, and now it comes, find a service where you can be satisfied in Krishna consciousness, a service where you can identify yourself with, something which you like doing for Krishna, not so hard. It takes a little time before we find our place, but once we find it, it's very, very nice. Krishna will take care of you if he sees these simple. This is really, we are getting at the presence of Krishna consciousness by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful incarnation. I want to talk this evening a little bit on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to tell you a little bit about his glories. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very young, he was actually very naughty, ungezogen. And only sometimes showed that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to tell a little bit about the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, because they are so sweet and so naughty that it's just very nice to listen to it before going to rest. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was only very young, 8, 9, 10 years, he would go with his friends, schoolboys, down to the river Ganga. And there he would do all kinds of mischievous pranks. For instance, he would dive in the water and swim for 50 meters underneath the water. And then there was a Brahmana who was chanting his Gayatri mantra up to here, up to the hips in the Ganga, and all of a sudden, you know, and then Nimai came, took his feet at the anchor bell and went like and he fell like Om in the water. And then he would hear maybe 20 meters upstream Nimai would laugh and laugh and laugh. Then sometimes these brahmanas, the big seekers, after doing a lot of purification, chanting mantras in the Ganga for maybe for 2 hours, you know, they're really purified in the heart. They came out of the Ganga, and then Nimai ran past and spat a whole full mouthful of Ganga water in their face. Oh no, 2 hours I have tried to purify myself, now the smooshy boy spits on me, I have to start all over again. Then you know, there would be someone in deep meditation and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would jump on his back and scream in his ear, "I am a ghost! I am a ghost! I am a ghost!" Then you, then you would jump and run away. Again, they would hear the laughter of the Supreme Lord. There were young girls also at the bank of the Ganga who did their offerings to get a good husband. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of a sudden, sat on the altar before the young girls and took all the offerings and started to eat them. Oh Nimai, this is not very good. This was meant for the for Vishnu. Don't you know I'm Vishnu? And he ate. Oh Nimai, we will go to complain at your father. No, don't do it. If you complain at my father's, you will be one of 7 wives of an ugly husband. But if you give me your offering, you will get a very good husband who will take care of you. So Nimai would in this way say many things and do many things until all the brahmanas said, this is too much, I mean something must happen, this boy is really so wild, we must go to his father. So they all went to Jagannath Mishra and complained. Then I did my puja, all of a sudden your boy was there spoiling the whole puja. I had finished my ablutions in the Ganga and he came and spit on me. Then another said, I was peacefully sitting at the Ganga, then all of a sudden your boy and his friends came and they took the mud and just threw it in my face. Bang! I mean, we can't tolerate this any longer. This is really too much. And Jagannath Mishra said, I'm very sorry. I will beat him. But then they said, no. Don't beat him. He is special. We can see wherever he goes, all auspiciousness is there. We can see that your family has been blessed by the son. We feel that he is no one else than Narayan himself. No, said Jagannath Mishra, my son is also your son. If he is so naughty, I will not be able to look very nicely. So he took a stick and he ran to the Ganga. Now Nimai, being the all-present super soul, please sit. If you won't sleep, it is very interesting. He knew his father was coming with a stick to punish him. So what Nimai did is, he told his friend, just tell my father when he comes any moment, that I was not going today to the Ganga, I was not there. Tell my friends, tell my father that I'm still in school because I like school so much. So when Jagannath Mishra arrived, the boys, where's Nimai with the stick, he didn't come today, we don't know what is with your son, he doesn't like to play like ordinary children like we, he just studies in the school. Jagannath Mishra looked at them, then he ran home. Then from a different road, not the road which comes from the Ganga, he saw his son. And again, he looked like a champak flower, like a jasmine flower, golden white, white golden. And his hair was surrounding him like a swarm of black bees would come. But his body had blots, marks of black ink, as if he had really written and really worked hard, you know, and everywhere the ink was, the tinta was all over his body. Mishra looked at him and he saw his hair was not wet. He had the same dress on, like he went to school. His whole body was covered with a very nice thin layer of Navadvip dust. And he said, you were not at the Ganga. But then people didn't speak lies. He thought, must be that you are someone special. So all the associates of the Lord were there and saw the Lord coming. all these brahmanas who had been highly disturbed saw the Lord, but they just fell in so much love when they saw him that they just smiled when Nimai said, "I was not at the Ganga. How? I like school so much." And they were so much pleased with him because they knew the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they were not disturbed by his harsh dealings with them. They didn't care. So once it happened that Jagannath Mishra rebuked or chastised Nimai. Once it happened. So that same night, a brahmana appeared, a majestic brahmana appeared before Jagannath Mishra and said, "Who do you think you are? You have chastised the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Jagannath said, "I don't care who he is. For me, he is my son. And if I don't teach him good manners, he won't develop properly." So this brahmana looked very angry, but then he began to smile and disappeared. Jagannath Mishra's relationship to Lord Chaitanya was one of a father, and he always would relate to him in this way. In Krishna consciousness, we also would like to have our relationship to Lord Chaitanya. And if we want to develop it, where we start is as a servant, the Dasya Raj, as a servant of Lord Chaitanya, who spread the movement of Mahaprabhu to the fallen conditioned souls. If a devotee in Krishna consciousness can do something so that he can feel the relationship to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by spreading Krishna consciousness, he will also open the gate to all these wonderful pastimes which he will eventually see in his mind 24 hours a day. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Krishna's pastimes, are eternally going on. Once a devotee, I remember very remarkably, a devotee of in our movement, Raja Leela, was in Vrindavan. She had leukemia. Do you know what this leukemia is? I do not know in English. The Blutkrankheit is the thing. And she was going to Vrindavan to give up her body. So she very, very much desired her spiritual master to be there. You are very afraid that you fall asleep, isn't it? No problem? Good. Then better close it because it's so loud outside. So she wanted very much that her spiritual master would be there at the time she left her body. But her spiritual master was on a preaching tour through Poland and in the Dumna Maharaj, and he was not sure whether he should give up the preaching tour and go to Vrindavan because his disciple had several attacks of leukemia. In other words, it was not the first time where it was a critical phase. So he was feeling, if I'm going there, by the time I reach, she might be well and dance in kirtan already again. You know, this crisis has come, then it goes up again. So Raja Leela was there in Vrindavan. She just desired the presence of her spiritual master so much that finally Krishna saw the intense desire and made so many arrangements. I mean, I read this little book of Indradyumna Maharaj, so that Indradyumna Maharaj felt completely Dumna Maharaj felt compelled, bezwungen, to come to Vrindavan. And he came and he entered the room just 8 hours before Raja Leela left the body, really in the last minute, you could say. He didn't take a shower, so he just came and started to chant. And then there was a very, very interesting discussion, a last instruction of the spiritual master to the disciple, which I found very relevant to our discussion today. Brother Leela was knowing that you cannot go back to Godhead if you have material attachments still. And he said, she asked her spiritual master, "I want to go back so much. I don't want to take a new material body which is full of birth, old age, disease and death. But I have material attachments still." And Indra Dumna Maharaj said, "What material attachments?" And she said, "Well, I sometimes like to eat tomatoes." Then he said, "You are a very fortunate girl. If your attachments are tomatoes, then no problem. And maybe there are kalpa vriksha trees and you can ask them for tomatoes even. They can give any fruit." And then he said, "But I'm not trained in devotional service, in personal devotional service to Krishna. I don't know how to behave." And in the Dumna Maharaj, this was all recorded by a tape recorder, he said, "Don't worry, Krishna's pastimes are going on eternally in this universe. And you will, when you leave your body, go to that place within this universe where Krishna's pastimes are going on, and there you will be trained in his personal service, and then you will go to Goloka Vrindavan, the Supreme Lord's abode, beyond the limits of the seven layers, I mean beyond material universe." Thought it was a very nice point about training in Krishna consciousness. Here on this plane, we should qualify ourselves by becoming immersed in our devotional service which we do, but we should not worry about our eternal identity before it is the time to think about these things. Even if we don't, if we are trained in a way to that we understand we serve Krishna, even if we are trained that we chant his holy name without offenses, then when we are understanding these points, we will go to that place where Krishna is with his, all his entourage, his traveling roadshow, Prabhupada once said. And we will get our education in our service there. We will be told by our spiritual master, "Fan like this, prepare the betel nuts like this," and then we will go. We will be there. But the rest attachments will go when we feel separation for Krishna in this sphere. We will go back to Krishna. In this Kali Yuga, the same personality who did the mischievous pranks on the banks of the river Ganga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has appeared to give us that presence in our hands which will be able to give us love of Krishna. Now, this is a holy name. Now there is a very, very nice advice which I would really like to share with all of you about chanting the holy name. We all are chanting, but we all experience sometimes the difficulty of not being able to concentrate, isn't it? Does this sound familiar to you, Ruth? Sometimes, yes. It is there. Now, at the present moment, in my own spiritual life, I have found a method very useful, which helps me personally to concentrate my mind. I'm coming from two ways, like a scissors, and par scheren. When you cut with the scissors, there are two movements. One is going this way, one is going that way. Isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So one way to go is actually, or let me say, chanting is also a two-way process. One is our own endeavor, and the other is Krishna's mercy. Krishna consciousness, the whole Krishna conscious process, there are these two very important factors: our own endeavor, the eigene Bemühung or the Anstrengung, and Krishna's mercy, which comes from above. Our own endeavor, for instance, in chanting, should be done in two ways. One is we need the right technique. That's not so important as the second. We need the right attitude. The technique is we just need to concentrate deeply on our on the holy name, and then the attitude is we should feel and think that, my dear Lord, I am your fallen servant. I am somehow here in this world, but I am nevertheless your servant. Please take me up and bring me to your lotus feet. This is the mood we should chant in. And then all of a sudden you will also see how this is your endeavor. Then you will see how the Lord reveals himself in the chanting of his holy name. Rupa Goswami describes the revelation of chanting the holy name in the following words. He said, when I chant your holy name, you appear on my tongue and dance there, and from there you go into my heart, and then I relish your holy so much that I desire millions of ears and tongues also, millions of tongues. So the relish of, then if we want to relish something in Krishna consciousness, let us start with the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the chanting of the holy name. We will get all encouragement and all inspiration from there. So, Hare Krishna, I've come to the end of this lecture. Thank you very much. I hope that you could profit from some of the information. We were talking this evening about determination, how necessary it is. We were saying how the Lord reveals himself. And we were talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his wonderful pastimes. And we were talking about the holy name and how to improve the chanting. And yes, we wish you all the best in applying all these points in your lives. Now is the question time, and I see Mukunda has his hand already up. Yes, Mukunda, what is
your question? You used the example of the spelling.
Yeah.
Try to dry out the ocean.
Yeah.
But this spelling had certain emotions, so it was completely determined.
Yeah.
If we don't have these emotions, how we can be just out artificially determined? I tried them out so much, so many times, but
see, yes, very good question. Mukunda's question in essence is, if we are not determined, then we can't have a determined action. If we don't have this emotion, this attitude, then we can't act in a determined way. Then let us see when you are determined. This is very nicely explained. You are determined, first of all, and you know there is something very valuable to get. I remember once in my own life, I was in Vrindavan, and I got some Mahaprasadam from one altar, and you know, I was happily going there, and I was just thinking, I will just go into this Imlital temple, and I will go under the Kalpa Vriksha there. I will sit where no one sees me in the shadow to eat this whole plate of Mahaprasadam. I was going just very hungry, like always. And then all of a sudden, this big monkey jumped on me. I mean, really. He came like from as a wee King Kong and stuff. But I knew the prasad was just, I was so attached to the prasad. I was so hungry. I was like, he won't get this, you know, there's no chance for him. And I knew monkeys are very strong, and if you really get into a fight, it can bite, and then you stand no chance. Then you have to go to the hospital, because I mean, they don't get a monkey bite and bite in Vrindavan if you can avoid it. The whole pilgrimage is for nothing, you know. So, but I know he won't get this prasadam. What I did is, I jumped, it landed on my stomach, but had the prasadam underneath, and I was and he was going like gong 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 gong, saying, "You won't get it." And then he went away. So determined you are when you know something is very valuable. Sometimes we do forget how valuable Krishna consciousness is, and then we cannot be as determined. So if you want to be determined, Mukunda, you have to do something which helps you to appreciate Krishna consciousness, and so that you understand it's so valuable, I really want to get it. Then you are determined. If you are losing your determination, it meant that you have lost your appreciation of the goal. Sometimes losing of determination can also come by bad association of human beings or persons who are themselves very loose. It is described that these loose talks, prajalpa, we say in our language, that they are like a prostitute who steal away this love for Krishna or this determination. You can lose your determination, of course, also when you see your own weakness. But why should you become so impressed by your weakness? Krishna can at any time give you his mercy. A very important principle for a devotee is to wait for the mercy of Krishna. If you calculate the mercy of Krishna in your life, it will certainly come. You may be weak. I mean, we all are weak, at least, isn't it? But Krishna's mercy can come anytime. When you think like this, the mercy will also come. I remember in Karoli. Do you know Karoli? Karoli is where the original Madan Mohan deities are. This is a very important place for us because we have Radha Madan Mohan deities here in Germany. And you all know in Karoli they had to. I know, how was it? The deities were taken out of Vrindavan to Jaipur But then there was this princess of Jaipur who fell so much in love with Madan Mohan that when she was married and went to Karoli, she said to her father, please, can the deities come? And the father said, I don't know, you have to ask the deities. And she asked and got the answers, yes, we want to come with you. So a wonderful temple was built in Karoli, and then the deities came. Now, at that time, I'm talking now of the 17th century, there was a Muslim called Tahin Sen, I think was his name, something like this. And he was one day going to the temple to deliver a letter to the Goswami there. And then from one window he looked at the form of Madan Mohan, and he became so much enchanted by this form of the deity. The deity had given him his mercy by the darshan, yes? That from morning to night he saw the beautiful form of Madan Mohan. And everywhere he started to see the form of Madan Mohan, and then he started to sing of Madan Mohan. Until finally the Muslim said, well, this is not our religion. But he said, I don't care. And they threw him out. They ostracized him. So now he would come every day and stand before Madan Mohan and just sing and pray. Madan Mohan. Because, you know, the Muslims are, they are known for this. And I don't know if it was in Zurich or where, I told the devotees that the Muslims always take down the temples and build their own mosques above them with the same stones which they have, which the old temple was. And the pujari was really afraid that this person was like a spy or so. So what he did is, he ordered some men to just take him away. Don't come back here again. So now, what was the life of Tahin Sen? Tahin Sen was thrown out of the Islam, and the pujaris had thrown him out of the temple. He was fasting, preparing for death. So at that time, it was custom that every night before Madan Mohanji would go to bed, some fruits and some light food was offered to the deity in case he would get hungry in the midst of a night. You know, children sometimes get hungry in the midst of the night, no? Sometimes. No, no. I always got hungry in the midst of the night, and then I needed to eat an apple also, no? Children do, huh? You aren't the only one. So they got something for the night. Each night they put a plate. So then that particular night, no, that one morning, the pujari came in and wanted to take this golden thali, and the thali was no longer there. He went to the Goswami and said, listen, the temple was locked, but somehow this thali, golden thali, was stolen from Madan Mohan. How bad it is. So the Goswami said, yes, it's very bad. But then he remembered a dream. In that dream, which he had not taken seriously, Madan Mohan appeared to him that night and told him, there is a devotee, Tahin Sen. He's thrown out of everything. But he is my devotee and he is fasting. So I stole the plate and brought it to him. So the Goswami said, when the pujari was hysterically dismissing the plate, the thief has already confessed to me. Der Dieb hat bereits zugegeben. So it is a little complicated. I hope you will all understand this. Mm-mm. The night that this happened, Tan then heard a knock on the door, and he was not going to open. He was just fasting to death. No, no one is there. I have brought some food. Let me in. Food? That's always good. He opened the door, although he was there. He saw a beautiful boy, a most beautiful boy, and he said, "Here is a plate of food for you," and disappeared. The Tantra didn't ask two times questions who the boy was. He was just hungry and ate all the food. And then when he had finished it, he said, "Oh no, oh no, now I'm in trouble." The boy had said, "Here's a plate of food. Bring my plate back, please." and now this is Tantra said, after he had eaten the food, "Oh no," he said, "it can't be that." He did not think that the Lord had appeared before him. He thought it must have been a trick of the temple to bring this plate to me, and then later they would send their men, find the plate and say, "Tan Seng has stolen, we knew it," and they would put me into prison and maybe kill me. So I can't keep the plate. So he took the plate the next morning and went to the temple. And there on the steps of the temple, he saw the Goswami and the king. They were waiting for him. And Tansen said, I'm very sorry, I don't know how this plate is coming into my property. I want to give the plate." And then the pujari said, "Tansen, you are so lucky. The Lord," and the Goswami said, "the Lord has stolen his plate for you and brought it. The Lord has told us that you would come and bring the plate back. That's why we're waiting for you. You are a great saint, Tansen Ki Jai." So from one moment to the next, Tansen's whole destiny changed. He became a great devotee. Madan Mohan had personally taken care of him. And Tansen was very agitated because of this. He left Karoli the same day, and because he did not want to be glorified because of it. And there's not much known about him, except that he wrote a few songs in glorification of Radha Madan Mohan. So what I want to illustrate with this story is that we should always count on the mercy of the Lord, Mukunda. Even you, even I might get the mercy of the Lord. Today I didn't get it, but tomorrow maybe. This is how you go on. It is described that a devotee in this world should live in the coolness of the hope that he will get the mercy of Krishna, and then Krishna will give it. Good, so now we have 2 minutes before 9 o'clock. I want to thank you very much. All the best for you and your Krishna consciousness. I have to run to get a phone call now. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.